I cannot read the fiery letters, said Frodo in a quavering voice. No, said Gandalf, but I can. The letters are Elvish, an ancient mode, the language that of Morgoth, which I will not utter here. This in the common tongue is what he said, close enough. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and the darkness bind them. There's only two lines of verse long known in Elven lore. Three rings for Elven kings under the sky, seven for the dwarf lords in their halls of stone, nine for mortal men doomed to die, one for the dark lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. One ring to rule them all, one ring to find them, one ring to bring them all, and in the darkness bind them in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie. The road goes ever on and on, down from the door where it began. Now far ahead the road is gone, and I must follow it, if I can, pursuing it with eager feet until it joins some larger way, where many paths and errands meet, and whither then I cannot say. Upon the hearth the fire is red, beneath the roof it is a bed. But not yet weary are our feet, still round the corner we may meet a setting tree or standing stone that none have seen but we alone. Tree and flower and leaf and grass, let them pass, let them pass. Hill and water under sky, pass them by, pass them by. Still round the corner there may wait a new road or a secret gate, and though we pass them by today, tomorrow we may come this way and take the hidden paths that run towards the moon or to the sun. Apple, thorn, and nut, and sloe, let them go, let them go. Sand and stone and pool and dell, fare you well, fare you well. Home is behind and world ahead, and there are many paths to tread through shadows to the edge of night, until the stars are all alight. Then world behind and home ahead, we'll wander back to home and bed. Mist and twilight, cloud and shade, away shall fade, away shall fade. Fire and lamp and meat and bread, and then to bed, and then to bed. Snow white, O Lady Clear, O Queen beyond the western seas, O light to us that wander here amid the world of woven trees. Gilthaliel, O Elbereth, clear are thy eyes and bright thy breath. Snow white, we sing to thee, in a far land beyond the sea. O stars that in the sunless year with shining hand by her were sown, in windy fields now bright and clear we see your silver blossom blown. O Elbereth, Gilthaniel, we still remember, we who dwell in this far land beneath the trees, thy starlight on the western sea. The voice of Pippin was suddenly lifted up above the others in one of Bilbo's favourite bath songs. Sing hey for the bath at close of day that washes the weary mud away. Alone is he that will not sing. Oh, water hot is a noble thing. Oh, sweet is the sound of falling rain and the brook that leaps from hill to plain. But better than rain or rippling streams is water hot with smokes and steam. Oh, water cold we may pour at need down a thirsty throat to be glad indeed. But better is beer if drink we lack and water hot pour down the back. Oh, water is fair that leaps on high in a fountain white beneath the sky. But never did fountain sound so sweet as splashing hot water with my feet. Farewell, we call to hearth and hall. The wind may blow and rain may fall. We must away at break of day, far over wood and mountain tall. To Rivendell, where elves yet dwell, in glades beneath the misty fell. Through moor and waste we ride in haste, and whither then we cannot tell. With foes ahead, behind us dread, beneath the sky shall be our bed, until at last our toil be past, our journey done, our errand sped. We must away, we ride before the break of day. Hey, come merry doll, derry doll, me darling, light goes the weather wind and the feathered starling. Down along underhill, shining in the sunlight, waiting on the doorstep for the cold starlight. Very pretty lady, river woman's daughter, slender as the willow wand, clearer than the water. Old Tom Bombadil, water lilies bringing, comes hopping home again. Can you hear him singing? Hey, come merry doll, derry doll, and merry-o, goldberry, goldberry, mellow, yellow berry-o. Poor old willow man, you tuck your roots away. Tom is in a hurry now. Evening will follow day. Tom's going home again. Water lilies bringing. Hey, come, merry doll. Can you hear me singing? Hop along, my little friends, up the withy windle. Tom's going on ahead, candles for it to kindle. Down west sinks the sun, soon you will be groping. When the night shadows fall, then the door will open. Out of the window pane, light will twinkle yellow. Fear no old or black, heed no hoary willow. Fear neither root nor bough, Tom goes on before you. Hey now, merry doll, we'll be waiting for you. There is an inn, a merry old inn, beneath an old grey hill. And there they brew a beer so brown, and the man in the moon himself came down one night to drink his fill. The ostler has a tipsy cat that plays a five-string fiddle, and up and down he runs his bow, now squeaking high, now purring low, now sawing in the middle. The landlord keeps a little dog that's mighty fond of jokes. When there's good cheer among the guests, he cocks and ears all the jests, and laughs and deep jokes. They also keep a horned cow as proud as any queen, but music turns her head like ale, and makes her wave her tufted tail and dance upon the green. And all the rows of silver dishes and the store of silver spoons. For Sunday there's a special pair of these they polish up with care on Saturday afternoons. The man in the moon was drinking deep and the cat began to wail. A dish and a spoon and the table danced, the cow in the garden madly pranced, and the little dog chased his tail. The man in the moon took another mug and then rolled beneath his chair, and there he dozed and dreamed of ale till in the sky the stars were pale and dawn was in the air. And the ostler said to his tipsy cat, "The white horses of the moon, they neigh and chant their silver bits, but their master's been and drowned his wits, and the sun will be rising soon." So the cat in his fiddle played, "Hey, diddle, diddle, a jig, it'll wake the dead." He squeaked and sawed and quickened the tune, while the landlord shook the man in the moon. "'Tis after three," he said. They rolled the man slowly up the hill and bundled him into the moon, while his horses galloped up in rear, and the cow came capering like a deer, and the dish ran up with a spoon. Now quicker the fiddle, when deedle-dun-diddle, the dog began to roar. The cow and the horses stood on their heads, the guests all bounded from their beds and danced on the floor. With a ping-a-pong, the fiddle strings broke, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such fun, and the Saturday dish went off at a run with a silver Sunday spoon. The round moon rolled behind the hill as the sun raised up her head. She hardly believed her fiery eyes, for though it was day, to her surprise, they all went back to bed. Gil-galad was an elven king, of him the harpers sadly sing, the last whose realm was fair and free between the mountains and the sea. His sword was long, his lance was keen, his shining helm afar was seen, the countless stars of Helen's field were mirrored in his silver shield. But long ago he rode away, and where he dwelleth none can say, for into darkness fell his star in Mordor where the shadows are. "I will tell you the tale of Tinugel," said Strider, "in brief, for it is a long tale of which the end is not known. And there are none now except Elrond that remember it aright as it was told of old." He was silent for some time, and then he began not to speak, but to chant softly. "The leaves were long, the grass was green, the hemlock umbels tall and fair, and in the glade a light was seen of stars in shadow shimmering. Tinugel was dancing there to music of a pipe and sea. The light of stars was in her hair and in her raiment glimmering. There Beren came from mountains cold, and lost he wandered under leaves, and where the elven river rolled he walked alone and sorrowing. He peered between the hemlock leaves and saw in wonder flowers of gold upon her mantle and her sleeves, and her hair like shadow following. Enchantment healed his weary feet that over hills were doomed to roam, and forth he hastened, strong and fleet, and grasped at moonbeams glistening. Through woven woods and elven home she lightly fled on dancing feet, and left him lonely still to roam in the silent forest, listening. He heard thereof the flying sound of feet as light as linden leaves, or music welling underground in hidden hollows quavering. Now withered lay the hemlock sheaves, and one by one with sighing sound, whispering fell the beechen leaves in the wintry woodland wavering. He sought her ever wandering far, where leaves of years were thickly strewn, by light of moon and ray of star in frosty heavens shivering. Her mantle glinted in the moon as on a hilltop high and far she danced, and at her feet was strewn a mist of silver quivering. When winter passed she came again, and her song released the sudden spring. like rising lark and falling rain and melting water bubbling. He saw the elven flower spring about her feet and heal again. He longed by her to dance and sing about the grass untroubling. Again she fled, but swift he came to Nuviel, to Nuviel. He called her by her elvish name, and there she halted, listening. One moment stood she, and a spell his voice laid on her. Meren came, and doom fell on to Nuviel, that in his arms lay glistening. As Beren looked into her eyes, within the shadow of her hair, the trembling starlight of the skies, he saw their mirrored shimmering. To Nuviel the elven fair, immortal maiden, elven wise, about him cast her shadowy hair, and arms like silver glimmering. Long was the way that fate them bore, o'er stony mountains cold and grey, through halls of iron and darkling door, and woods of nightshade morrowless. The sundering seas between them lay, and yet at last they met once more. And long ago they passed away in the forest, singing sorrowless. Standing up with his hands behind his back as if he was at school, he began to sing to an old tune. A troll sat alone on his seat of stone, and munched and mumbled a bare old bone. For many a year he had gnawed it near, for meat was hard to come by, some by, come by. In a cave in the hills he dwelt alone, and meat was hard to come by. Up came John with his big boots on, says he to troll, pray what is yon? For it looks like the shin of an Uncle Jim, there should be a loin in graveyard, caveyard, paveyard. This many a year has Jim been gone, and I thought he were loin in graveyard. My lad said, troll, this bone I stole, for what be bones that lie in a hole? Thine uncle was dead as a lump of lead, afore I found his carcass. Harky, marky, he can spare a bone for a poor old troll, he's got no use for his carcass. Said John, I don't see what the likes of thee, with an axe in leaves you go making free, with a leg of the shin of my father's skin, so hand the old bull over, rover, trover, though dead he be, belongs to he, so hand the old bull over. For a couple of pins, says the troll and grins, I'll eat thee too and gnaw thy shins. A bit of fresh meat will go down sweet, thee'll be a nice changeling uncle, sunkle, drunkle, I'm tired of gnawing old bones and skins, thee'll be a nice changeling uncle. But just as he thought his dinner was caught, he found his hands had hold of naught. Before he could mind, John slipped behind, and gave him the boot to larn him, warn him, darn him, a bump of the boot in the seat, John thought, would be the way to larn him. But harder than stone is the flesh and bone of a troll that sits in the hills alone. As well set your boot to the mountain's root, for the seat of a troll don't feel it, deal it, peel it. Old troll laughed, but John did groan, for his poor toes did feel it. John's leg is game since home he came, and his bootless foot is lasting lame. But troll don't care, and he is still there, with a bony bone from its owner, donor, boner. Troll's old seat is still the same, with a bony bone from its owner. They got up and they drew quietly into the shadows and made for the door. Sam they left behind, fast asleep still with a smile on his face. In spite of his delight in Bilbo's company, Frodo felt a tug of regret as they passed out of the Hall of Fire. And even as they stepped over the threshold, a single, clear, elvish voice rose in song. Ar Elbereth Gilthaniel, Silevrin Penamiriel, O Menel Aglar Elena, Nach Haered Palandiriel Agalat Remmenenora, Thanuilos Lelinvon Nevaia, Si Nevairon. The world was young, the mountains green, no stain yet on the moon was seen. No words were laid on stream or stone when Durin woke and walked alone. He named the nameless hills and dells, he drank from yet untasted wells. He stooped and looked in mirror near and saw a crown of stars appear as gems of a silver thread above the shadow of his head. The world was fair, the mountains tall, in elder days before the fall of mighty kings in Nargothrond and Gondolin, who now beyond the western seas have passed away. The world was fair in Durin's day. A king he was on carven throne in many pillared halls of stone, with golden roof and silver floor and runes of power upon the door. The light of sun and star and moon in shining lamps of crystal hewn, undimmed by cloud or shade of night, there shone forever fair and bright. Their hammer on the anvil smote, their chisel clove and graver wrote. Their forge was blade and bound was hilt, their delver mine the mason built. Their beryl pearl and opal pale and metal wrought like fish's mail. Buckler and corslet, axe and sword and shining spears were laid in hoard. Unwearied then were Durin's folk, beneath the mountains music woke, and harpers harped and minstrels sang, and at the gates the trumpets rang. The world is grey, the mountains old, the forge's fire is ashen cold, no harp is rung, no hammer falls, the darkness dwells in Durin's halls. The shadow lies upon his tomb in Moria, in Khazad Dûm, but still the sunken stars appear in dark and windless Miramir. There lies his crown in water deep, till Durin wakes again from sleep. An elven maid was of old, a shining star by day. Her mantle white was hemmed with gold, her shoes of silver grey. A star was bound upon her brows, a light was on her hair, a sun upon the golden boughs in Lorien the fair. Her hair was long, her limbs were white, and fair she was and free, and in the wind she went as light as leaf of linden tree. Beside the falls of Nimrodel, by water clear and cool, her voice as falling silver fell into the shining pool. Where now she wanders none can tell, in sunlight or in shade, for lost of yore was Nimrodel, and in the mountains strayed. The elven ship in haven grey, beneath the mountain lee, awaited her for many a day beside the roaring sea. The wind by night in northern lands arose and loud it cried, and drove the ship from elven strands across the streaming tide. When dawn came dim, the land was lost, the mountains sinking grey, beyond the heaving waves that tossed their plumes of blinding spray. Amroth beheld the fading shore, now low beyond the swell, and cursed the faithless ship that bore him far from Nimrodel. Old he was an elven king, the lord of tree and glen, when golden were the boughs in spring in fair Lorien. From helm to sea they saw him leap as arrow from the string, and dive into the water deep as mew upon the wing. The wind was in his flowing hair, a foam above him shone. Afar they saw him strong and fair go riding like a swan. But from the west has come no word, and on the hither shore no tidings elven folk have heard of Amroth evermore. When evening in the shire was grey, his footsteps on the hill were heard. Before the dawn he went away on journey long without a word. From Wilderrand to western shore, from northern waste to southern hill, through dragon lair and hidden door and darkening woods he walked at will. With dwarf and hobbit, elves and men, with mortal and immortal folk, with bird on bough and beast in den, in their own secret tongues he spoke. A deadly sword, a healing hand, a back that bent beneath its load, a trumpet voice, a burning brand, a weary pilgrim on the road. A lord of wisdom throned he sat, swift in anger, quick to laugh, an old man in a battered hat who leaned upon a thorny staff. He stood upon the bridge alone, and fire and shadow both defied. His staff was broken in the stone. In Khazad Dûm his wisdom died. Mordine in Lorien, seldom have walked the feet of men. Few mortal eyes have seen the light that lies there ever long and bright. Galadriel, Galadriel, clear is the water of your well. White are the stars in your white hen, and marred and stained is leaf and land in Dwimordine in Lorien, more fair than thoughts of mortal men. Ai lauri elantar lassi surine, ignar unoti narvi ramar alron, ignar velinti ulmar vanier miorum mar delissimiru voriva, Andun ne pellavardo tellumar nulluini jassen tintelarienini o mario aritari lirinen. Si mani ullan innen quantula, an si den talle varre oio lossio ve fagna maria telentari ortene, arilje tia rundullave lumbole a sindano riello caita morni e falma linna rindemetta hissie un tuppa calachilio miri oiele. Si vannuna, romello vannu a valimar. Na marie, na hiru valje valimar, na elje hiruva, na marie.